Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to take a bite out of the competition? Are you looking for ideas to make your business better? Welcome to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet,
sponsored by Apple Capital Group.
At the core of every successful business, you'll find people making a difference. And with each episode of the Core Business Show, we talk with those people, examine those ideas, and explore the strategies that make them special. Now, the host of the Core Business Show, Tim Jacquet.
Good morning. Welcome to another episode of the Core Business Show. I'm Tim Jacquet, your host. Today, I have the pleasure of having Dr. Parakeet Lance. He's a partner at Bergen County Spine and Joint Center. He's a stem cell expert. So we're going to talk to him regarding stem cells and the therapy of stem cells. Dr. Lance, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thank you.
Great. I guess tell us what is stem cells, for one?
So you say the word stem cells, and it immediately evokes some kind of reaction, either positive or negative, because it's a pretty controversial topic. But I'm here today to tell you that there's a difference between embryonic stem cells and adult stem cells. Now, it's only a recent discovery in the last, 5 or 6 years that we have stem cells in almost every component, every organ system in our body. There are stem cells in muscle, there are stem cells in the heart, and these are the cells that help us regenerate and heal when we're injured or there's some damage to an organ. It's not that easy to access most of those stem cells because you're not going to go into the heart to get stem cells and you're not going to go into a muscle group to get stem cells, but there are also stem cells in fat tissue and in bone marrow. So it's pretty easy to get access to fat, and we all have probably a little bit too much of it. So we've been doing liposuction for We've been doing liposuction for a long time, and we've realized now that you can get mesenchymal stem cells. It's just a type of stem cell from fat tissue. And what you can do is you can concentrate that tissue. You can basically remove all the fat aspects and just concentrate the stem cells, and these are adult stem cells, and you can concentrate them, and then you can inject them into different areas of the body. So the indications that we're using this most for at the moment is for joint injections when somebody might need either a knee surgery or they don't have enough cartilage in their joint or they have severe arthritis. We can take stem cells and inject it into the knee. We've also done shoulders and, hips and, spinal injections. Bartolo Colon is famously, obviously, a Yankee, but also had his shoulder injected with stem cells, and he's been very public about that and the benefits that he's received from that. So, again, these are stem cells from your own body. So one of the big advantages is that you can't have a reaction to it. These are your own cells. It's impossible to have any kind of reaction to cells from your own body. So that's a big plus on that side. The other thing that we do with adult stem cells is we do a stem cell facelift, and that's also very exciting. So we take, again, fat tissue, and we concentrate the stem cells, and then we can put those stem cells into the face, almost like a filler injection because we add just a tiny bit of fat with it. And it's just like getting fillers, except that the stem cells are there to rejuvenate your skin, and they increase the elasticity or the youthfulness of the skin, the vibrancy of the skin. And we've actually been able to show that stem cells are really very effective in treating burns and scars. So we know that stem cells can remodel the skin. So when we're treating people with stem cells in the face, it's actually very exciting because we're seeing a lot of rejuvenation of the face on the structures of the face. And also the healing time is greatly diminished.
Wow. Any side effects or regarding this type of stem cell therapy?
Well, when you do liposuction, one of the side effects is that you get a trimmer, leaner physique. So that's a positive. That's a positive side effect. Typically when we're doing the stem cell injections into the joints, we're using a live X-ray, which means that we're able to see exactly where we're injecting the cells. So
okay.
There's very little pain. It's a very, very small needle, and we're going exactly where we need to be. So it's much, much, much less invasive than a surgical procedure. Some people do need a surgical procedure, so I'm not saying that, you know, it totally trumps surgery. But for those borderline cases where somebody may not want to have a surgical procedure, we've seen pretty significant benefit from it. So there are very minimal side effects as compared to other traditional, you know, medical procedures. Because, again, these are your own cells.
Absolutely. So when it comes to, like, facelift that you mentioned earlier, you know, you have the chemical peel, you have Botox. What differs this one then versus the other?
Sure. And that's a common question. You know, Botox is it's an agent that actually paralyzes muscle, okay? So the
wow.
only thing that you're doing, yeah. So the only thing that you're doing when you're using Botox is you're paralyzing the muscles just below the skin on the face, and it decreases the amount of expression that you have, and so you're moving your skin less, so you appear to have fewer wrinkles. It doesn't actually change the nature of your skin, the quality of your skin. It doesn't actually restructure the face at all. Now, when you use fillers, fillers add collagen, and fillers are able to stimulate the skin a little bit. But when you're using fat transfer, this is live fat cells along with stem cells. And so when you're adding volume with a stem cell facelift, that volume is more lasting or permanent than volume you would get from just using fillers. So when you go for a filler injection, like, you know, Juvederm, Radius, I mean, there's a million brands now. But when you go for a filler injection, those fillers will last about 6 to 9 months. And then you're going to have to keep going back for those injections. But when you go for a stem cell fat transfer or a stem cell facelift, that's much more long-lasting. And so you're not just adding volume, you're actually adding rejuvenation to the face. So there is a bit difference.
Okay, how long does that normally last? More than a year, a few years? Or?
Easily out to 5 years.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, and when it comes to any other, I think the only thing a lot of people are really afraid of skin peels and chemical putting it on your face and even paralyzing, those kind of some scary treatments than versus this particular treatment. Is this treatment covered by insurance or the person
no,
just had to come out of the pocket?
Yeah, it's not covered by insurance, but neither is any of those other treatments. You know, all those aesthetic treatments, such as Botox and fillers, they're all out of pocket. But when you're treated with stem cells, it's almost like a holistic treatment because you're using, you know, cells from your own body. And it's not really involving, you know, foreign chemicals or, in the case of Botox, a paralytic agent. Now, Botox is a great, you know, tool. It just has to be used for the right reasons. But stem cell therapy is very in touch with what I like to call and what others call regenerative medicine. So we're using the body's own capabilities to heal itself. And the future is, I think, really along these lines. Because in the future, we'll be able to take these stem cells and we'll be able to pre-program them. And we'll be able to say to these cells with, you know, special chemical messages, look, we need you to become a heart cell. We need you to become a pancreas cell. I really think that's the direction that this science is going in. So it's a very exciting aspect of medicine.
When it comes to fat cells and when it comes to bone marrow, is one stronger than the other that will kind of help generate the body faster?
Well, that is a great question. So the stem cells from fat and the stem cells from bone marrow, they're both stem cells, but they have sort of decided to go slightly down one path versus another. So
okay.
When we're doing the orthopedic or the joint indications, we really use mostly the bone marrow stem cells because those cells have been shown to really be beneficial in orthopedic indications. And then when we're doing the stem cells for the face, we're usually using the stem cells from of the fat. And because those stem cells, those mesenchymal stem cells, have been shown to regrow blood vessels, collagen, things like that. So things that are more needed in the facial tissues. So that's an excellent, excellent question.
Okay. What about the discomfort? I mean, anytime you do a bone marrow, it's not an easy process. There's going to be some discomfort at the end. Kind of tell us what the time frame, if you had to go to a joint and had to go to looking at a bone marrow, I'm sure there's going to be some discomfort. So what is the downtime that you, is going to take for you to recover from something like that?
Well, either a joint injection or a stem cell face is a same-day procedure. So you come
okay.
in, we basically spend a decent amount of time just preparing the patient, making sure the skin is clean, making sure the environment is completely sterile. And, you know, that preparation takes a little bit of time, but we like to obsess about being very clean in these procedures. And then you'd be surprised, you know, accessing the bone marrow is not as hard as you would think. If you put your hand on your hip, and we're not going to jump into the song, but you can feel your bone right beneath your skin. So it's pretty easy to get to the bone marrow. So that aspect of the procedure is not difficult. We use just local anesthesia, and sometimes we give the patients a very mild sedative, and then we access the bone marrow, and there's just very minimal discomfort at the area of the injection, but usually patients just take the Tylenol.
Oh, wow. Well, that's pretty good. Anything else you'd like to add regarding this particular therapy?
Well, we have a great website that's called What is Stem Cell Therapy? And
okay.
we have links to articles and research papers there. So people who are interested in the science can learn a lot at that site. And I think it's a great way for patients to access their own healing process and, you know, get a more holistic pathway to treatment that has been shown to, you know, be bona fide. There's MRI studies that show that people have more cartilage after a stem cell injection. So it's a very exciting field.
Perfect. And what's your website address again?
It's whatisstemcelltherapy.com.
Okay, and you're located in New Jersey, and you're if they want to look up your practice in that area, how can they contact you?
It's spineandjointcenter.com.
Perfect. Well, thank you. I really appreciate you coming on to the program.
Okay, great. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Again, it's been another production of The Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. You can download this episode on iTunes on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for listening, everybody. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to The Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. For a free quote on equipment leasing and financing, visit our website, applecapitalgroup.com. That's applecapitalgroup.com. And fill out the information to receive your free quote. We hope you'll join us for our next episode. And remember, you can always get to The Core via iTunes. You'll find all our previous episodes there. Thanks again for listening to The Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.